USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine has resigned. Kurt Volker was apparently a vital part in the whistleblower complaint involving Ukraine and President Trump. The State Department said that Volker did connect a Zelensky aide with Rudy Giuliani. The House Intelligence Committee could open hearings as early as next week in its impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Democratic Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said subpoenas could be issued soon. Senior Counselor to the President, Kellyanne Conway.
You have an impeachment inquiry based on nothing, and you all should care about that. All of you who give the nonstop platform to Adam Schiff in an oxymoron-like fashion as Chairman of the Intelligence Committee, who lied for years in your papers, on your Twitter feeds, on your news stations, in your TV shows, lie that there's a, quote, mountain of evidence of collusion. This is worse than Watergate.
This is USA Radio News.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause it's leaning in the mind.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge in Los Angeles has blocked new Trump administration rules that would have enabled the government to keep immigrant children in detention facilities with their parents indefinitely. District Judge Dolly G says the rules conflict with a 1997 settlement agreement. Investigators for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say there could be a link in the recent outbreak of severe vaping-related illnesses. CDC Dr. Ann Schuchat.
Based on the most recent reports, CDC recommends people consider refraining from use of e-cigarette or vaping products, particularly those containing THC.
There have been more than 800 cases of illness and 13 deaths. More than 80% were people who vaped a THC product. Health officials still don't know if the active ingredient in marijuana is the problem or if it's some other substance that's added to the vaping liquid. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The National Rifle Association acted as a foreign asset for Russia in the period leading up to the 2016 election, according to a new investigation which was unveiled Friday by Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon. After an 18-month probe by the Senate Finance Committee's Democratic staff, they found that the NRA underwrote political access for Russian nationals Maria Butina and Alexander Torshin, even though the two had declared their ties to the Kremlin. The report also describes how closely the gun rights group was involved with organizing a 2015 visit by some of its leaders to Moscow. Pete Burnell, who was then vice president of the NRA, was enticed to visit Russia with the promise of personal business opportunities, and the NRA covered a portion of the trip's costs. According to Senator Wyden, the conclusion of the Senate investigation could have legal implications for the NRA. The National Rifle Association called the report politically motivated and suggested that the 2015 Moscow trip was not an official NRA trip. Wyden also called on the Treasury Department to investigate whether Russian arms manufacturers are evading sanctions to do business in the United States. Attorneys General in the state of New York and the District of Columbia are conducting separate probes into alleged wrongdoing at the gun rights organization. Those probes have a broader scope than the Senate report, which focuses on Russia. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.